Ah, hello, my friends. Hello, my life warriors, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the Day In, Day Out podcast. Woo! Today on the podcast, I'm very lucky, privileged to have Josh Bolton on the podcast. He is the host and founder of Josh Bolton Show, the Josh Bolton Show. Well, he basically speaks to business strategy, tips, tricks on success, and also covers mindset as well. We had a delightful conversation and we went quite down the rabbit hole. We talked about alternative hosting for podcasts from Pornhub to OnlyFans. We also talked about Patreon as well. We also talked about how he got his podcast started, and where he expects his podcast to go, and also about other sort of business ventures he might want to do in the future. Got to say, it was a delightful conversation, and it was good fun. I look forward to speaking to him again in the future. But until then, enjoy the show. Don't forget to subscribe and be awesome. Peace. Hello, my friends. Hello, my life warriors, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to the Day In, Day Out podcast. Woo! Today on episode 211, I am very lucky, privileged to have, Josh Bolton on, who is the host of the Josh Bolton Show, a show which covers mindset, business strategy, tips, and tricks on success. How are you today, sir?
Doing fantastic. I can't beat your introduction, so just fantastic.
Hey. Beat my introduction? No. I've got to give you a hearty congratulations. Yesterday, you got your black belt. I saw your Instagram post, only in 19 hours old and rocking. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. So yeah, it was 5 hours of pure insanity.
So how long has it taken you to become a black belt, may I ask? And what in martial arts?
So I've been doing this 15 years, and for martial arts is Kenpo. It's kind of think of like Cobra Kai, but taught by Mr. Miyagi. If they want your wallet, you give them the wallet. If they want your keys, give them your keys. If they want your life, take their life. So
fair enough.
Yeah, we is literally how we explain to kids. It's like, if they want your wallet and you got a credit card and a driver's license, you can call the government, pay an extra $5 to get a new license. You can't get your life back.
Excellent. 15 years of training. Now, finally, a black belt. Awesome. So, now, see, commitment and discipline must be written in you like a stick of rock, basically going all the way through. Now, you, sir, you are, I would say, kind of at the sort of beginning of your journey, because you are currently a janitor as well as what you're doing right now. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're not wrong. I am currently a janitor for a local grocery store, working night shifts, so I'm doing everything I can to get out of night shift.
So how is the balance going between working your job at night and basically, putting out a rather successful podcast during the day?
It's draining at times, but I love talking to people like this. I especially love this, that I don't actually have to edit it, because that is the hardest part of the whole thing, is editing.
I hear that. I keep my edit to a minimum, so nothing is lost in translation. It's the best way, I find.
That's kind of what I do, too.
So how many episodes are you into your podcast show now?
Last I checked, 145.
Nice. So, okay. 145 episodes. With regards to sort of, can you throw your mind back when you first started? What was the main reason why you got into the whole sort of podcast game?
Oh, so I've always wanted to do podcasting, especially when Joe Rogan is at his peak in 2017 and 18. Mm-hmm. That's also what the Twitter mobs were at, their peak, and the innocent people's heads were rolling on the metaphorical internet street. And so I was just deathly scared. I'm like, no, I don't want to lose my job kind of thing. And so in December of 2020, at my work, we'll call it Walmart. I don't work there, but we'll say it's Walmart. Essentially a crew came in and got us all sick with COVID. And I was sick as a dog. I'm shaking, like kind of looked like I was convulsing, like seizures. Cause I thought it was a flu. I'm like, just stick it out. You're fine. It's the flu. Yeah. Well, come to find out, no one told me. We all got COVID. And I was like half dead on the work floor. And then the supervisor comes in the morning and it's like, oh, you're not working hard enough. You're replaceable. And at that time, at least where I am in California, mm-hmm. the government was paying like $600 a week to stay home. And I told them, like, good luck convincing someone to scrub shit off your toilet for $14 an hour when they're making triple that at staying home and playing video games. He's like, you're replaceable. I'll have you done by tomorrow. I'm like, okay, if you get someone by tomorrow, I will give you, I'll just walk kind of thing. Never did it.
You didn't walk out, you just stayed?
Or? No. He never got someone to replace me.
So now this is the thing, with all this sort of madness which was going on last year, and like, yeah, people who could collect unemployment, which you said, like, yeah, could be $600. And like, I heard some places it was sometimes a little bit more, depending on circumstances. I don't like, yeah, crappy bosses. Crappy employers. I don't actually understand what the sort of leverage was, especially at that sort of time, you know?
So for that, as I've talked to different entrepreneurs and business owners, I've come to realize the old Henry Ford assembly line, mm-hmm. That was back in like the 20s and 30s, that it was the whole thing. They would keep, you were essentially a human machine. You shouldn't have an opinion. You shouldn't have a thought. Just take the knife, put it over here kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was not acceptable, but it worked for that time. Well, that had success. And this new age, as I tell people, I'm like, this is the renaissance of thinking. And if you're not allowing your employees to think and you rule them with an iron fist, you're inevitably your company's going to die. Because if they suffer, well, they'll indirectly make you suffer.
Interesting. Like, I would say with regards to, like you say, this is... what was it? Thinking.
Mine's like a renaissance.
A renaissance of thinking. Now, I would say, like, there's part of me which is like, yes, on some levels, you're right. There is a renaissance of thinking. But I do think there is this air of people not actually thinking and just like going on cruise control on a greater scale. And look, there are the few people who are out there like thinking, talking, having these conversations, but there are masses which are sort of just playing a team sport, like through many different sectors from life, from politics to basically where you live to basically just your local team, and not sort of like going, okay, let's see all sides of an argument. Let's see all sides of like a societal like thing, like a societal like measure or thing what can help people grow or become better.
Oh, 100%. No, that's been my new charge in life, is because of that one event that also sparked me, because I was sick with COVID on Christmas, essentially. I had to like stay in my room and they had to throw me the presents, be like, here you go, Josh. And I just sat there. I'm like, if I have to get COVID, I at least want to know that I was fighting to earn my own money and not making some other asshole richer kind of thing.
It must be difficult. I am curious when you said, yeah, peak Joe Rogan 2017, 2018.
He's peaking again, but his technical downloads are low.
Wow. Yeah. No, I was going to say, yeah, he had Snoop Dogg on his podcast the other day. I got to say it was one of the most sort of entertaining podcasts I've heard from him in a little bit of time.
I see. I don't have Spotify, so I don't get to keep up with him. I listen to everything on Podcast Addict. I'm sorry. I get videos on that.
It's like, you can get videos on Spotify. Come on now. It's just like, it's like, come on. It's just like, yeah, just okay. Here's the app. Open it up. And away you go. Come on.
Okay. I'll look into it then.
It was a great episode. Like, and like, this is the thing. I would say, yeah. In the terms of sort of accessibility, like, yeah, there are some people like yourselves who are like, yeah, you've gone now on over to Spotify. I'm not going to sort of follow you. But in terms of the conversations and guests he has, like, yeah.
Oh, it's gotten much better. My one coworker, if he's listening eventually to this, he's obsessed with him. All he talks about is Joe Rogan this, Joe Rogan that. And I'm like, dude, at times I'm like, okay, we get it. You really like Joe Rogan, but it seems like it's a little... Tone it down a little.
It's like, would Joe Rogan not be safe in your friend's company? Are you saying that?
No.
No,
it's just everything he does is like, you see the fish in my corner? You're like, oh, Joe Rogan, he'd eat that fish. And I'm like, yeah, he would. He's a freaking gorilla.
Continue, man. Continue.
That's what we joke with him, because like anything we do, he'll be like, oh, Joe Rogan this. Ah. Joe Rogan would say that kind of thing. It's like, dude. You like him.
Joe Rogan is leader. Joe Rogan is love. Joe Rogan is creator.
His hive mind.
I think your friend might, like, if Joe Rogan started a cult, I think your friend might be one of the first volunteers to, like, go into that cult with him.
I think it already is kind of a cult, honestly.
Well, so... With regards to like some inspirations to your like your podcast and your podcast style, would you say like is it Joe Rogan and who else would you say like comes to mind?
For me, I'd say like when I first started, I was strictly business, so I had all these. I didn't even realize till afterwards I had all these tycoons of industry, mm-hmm. and I was just talking to them like a casual person. The only thing was missing, I wasn't smoking or anything, but. Yeah, we were just talking away. I had a guest recently on and huge in business merger and acquisition. I don't understand it, but it's one of those, he's smarter than me, so I'll just listen. and we just talked about his lifehood and just everything. And he's like, I don't usually go into this. He's like, this was fun. So now it's just wherever it goes, kind of like you. If it goes there, great. If not, all right.
Okay. So like with this, what would you say has helped helped you expand your sort of range of thinking? Would you say you're the same person as you were when you started back in 2020, or have you changed considerably?
Oh, I've changed a lot. I mean, you could probably see it. I don't know if you do videos or not. I've read a ton of books during all this time. My mind is so open now that it's like, wow. I just see things and people are like, oh, there's no way of change. I'm like, if you read this one damn book, you would realize you can change it.
Okay. So. I see. So like with regards to sort of like, would you say you were like more close-minded to sort of like think different ways of thinking before or like, yeah.
Yeah. I would say more of the, like the rat race, living paycheck by paycheck. Now I'm thinking, okay, I'm not getting paid now, but in 2 years, I'm going to get a big paycheck from whatever I'm doing kind of thing. So it's more looking forward than currently. And I'm going to have to say definitely with this, I'm just reading so many books and talking to people. It's one of those, yes, like, do you want to be an entrepreneur or whatever? It's the long game, but it's the kind of long game where once it starts moving, you can't stop it. It just keeps going kind of thing.
No, I agree. Like, this is the thing with regards to anything like this, podcasting, YouTube, like basically starting your own business in any field, it is down to the sort of more long game, long mindset, because people, like, often too many people look at, yes, I need it now, I need it to happen now, I need it, like, all of these like great things to happen. But in many respects, you've got to kind of look at it like a bamboo like tree. Bamboo trees, like 5 years of nourishment, watering, like again and again and again, nothing.
But you don't even know if the seeds are alive or not, but you just got to keep going.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, boom, 30, 50 feet, like in a space of no time at all.
Like I think 48 hours, you can jump like 50 feet.
Yep. And you know what? It comes down to, yes, with any sort of project like what you're doing, what I'm doing, and what other people might be doing, they need to like stick with it and go with that sort of more long-term view, go with helping nourish that plant and making it grow to be quite like to be quite successful or where it might take you. You're not quite sure because sometimes you think it's going that way, but you get taken another way, you know?
That's actually the biggest one. Business people are not, that's where they're like, where we are in our road, we were not expecting this. It was just like a freight train hit us and we're like, oh, we're supposed to go that way. I don't like it, but okay, it pays the bills.
Yeah. What do you say, like what sort of, did you have an idea of where you think it might have been going compared to where you are now?
The show or in general?
Well, the show in general. Let's go with the show first.
Okay. I want to say, like I said, I was strictly business because I was obsessed. Business is something I can do. Mm-hmm. And then now that I've, one of my guests, I it's so sad. I don't remember his name, but I remember what he said. And he's like, business doesn't actually sell. A smart businessman would take what you said and just go find it cheaper. He's like, you want to be more open. And I was like, oh, okay. But as I sat there, I'm like, yeah, he's right. I was smart enough. I'd just be listening like, okay, I'm supposed to find this. I'm going to go find it for cheaper now.
Yeah. So what about yourself personally?
I've become very, sounds cliche. I feel more open-minded, more accepting of the situation. Before, it was like a rat in a cage. If something changed, I'm sitting there just shaking it like, no, I don't want change. And now I'm just like, okay, it happens, whatever.
Right. Oh, interesting. Now, yeah, I hear that. And like, this is the thing, I think too many people feel trapped in what they're doing, not fulfilled, always trying to find that sense of purpose, always trying to find that sense of vision. Vision and purpose, like, it's a corporate thing, which is said quite often, but it's a very true thing for us as individuals. If we don't have that vision, if we don't have that purpose, there is, like, we often sort of get lost along the way, you know?
Mm-hmm. How I explain it to people, and it's brutal, but it's in demonstration, it's like, we are technically a prisoner. We are our own prisoner and warden. The door is open, but we just don't want to leave. Mm.
So with that, what sort of like mental sort of like restraints have you managed to break along the way? You know,
the limiting belief, like, oh, I can't do that. If you can, it's one of those, anyone just listening, if you can just, you love something so much that you could do it for free for life, then as long as you keep doing it, inevitably how the universe works, it has to eventually give you money and good money because you've survived so many people.
Mm. So is it just the payoff for you with regard to it?
It's so funny. I'm a super introverted person by nature, mm-hmm. but I love talking to people. One of my good buddies from high school literally said, he's like, you'd pay a hooker just to talk to her. He's like, no sex, just to talk to her for an hour. I'm like, I was actually, you know what? I might actually do that.
Wow. Well,
I never have, by the way, but it was just one of those. He's like, the analogy. He's like, you would do that. I'm like,
well, like, probably. You said analogy, man. I'm not going to say a word. Like, hey, whatever good times you have, that's all cool. So, that's all cool.
So what is your life goal? What is the meaning of life to you?
It's like, I'm, well, that I think if you're asking that question in a compromising position, you might get a different answer. There you go. I'm just saying.
I walked into that one.
Well, I say nothing else. Like, I'm a gentleman. Let's just say that. Yes, I can. Yeah, into that one. Mm. There you go. In again, in and out. That, let's leave it. It's like,
okay.
Yeah. So with like an introvert, what likes to talk a lot. That is an interesting like stance. It's like going,
right?
Yeah. Very much a cliche because like, yes. Like sitting back, just like, yeah, no, don't bother me. I'm okay over here. But put a mic in front of you and you're away. 154 episodes, was it?
Well, I have like 160 in a hopper, 145 went already.
There you go. Yeah, something like that. Yep. Yeah. Ah, brilliant, brilliant. We are similar in many a way when it comes to this whole podcasting game, but yeah. I'd say, yeah, so little differences here and there. So with this, like, okay, you've got your podcast, you're doing that, you're speaking to people, you've got like episodes lined up, yeah, you're geared up, ready to go for the rest of the year, and you're doing your job to keep you going,
right, to fund
part time, yeah, to basically keep those funds coming in. So what else are you doing to sort of like, you know what I mean, expand your portfolio, your sort of reach?
For income or just to in general?
No, I would say in general, because it's like one thing doing a podcast, because let's just say the podcast game is a long, slow road.
It is.
Yeah. But when you do a podcast, by the time you've done editing and everything like this, you can have still a healthy chunk of time to do other things.
So when I've been learning, which got me into the whole business thing. So the March 2020 crash, everyone was screaming. There was like people screaming like Beelzebub entered the room and then some are dancing like it's the best thing since sex. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is there literally two sides? That makes no sense. And that's where I was like, okay, what is a crash? And then started this whole rabbit hole of, okay, what is trading? How does trading work?
Mm-hmm.
Stock markets. And they're like, what? Why am I buying a stock? Oh, I'm buying a business. Well, how's the business work? And then it was like, oh, it's mindset. And then it's like, how's mindset works? Oh, it's spirituality. It's like, oh, well then.
Mm.
So I've gotten very good at, it's called technical analysis, chart reading. So yeah. I can see charts and I can say, oh, with like an 80% accuracy, this is going to go down. And then I'm going to do like what banks do and just buy stocks, wait for it to go down and then sell it. When everyone else thinks like, oh my God, this and that, you just sell everything.
Sell stocks when they go down. No, you don't want to do that.
It's called shorting.
Oh, so you're going to basically short bets. When you say, oh, I'm going to buy stock, it's like, wait a second.
What you do, and it's really tricky, and this is where it's the bank stuff, you actually just borrow someone's stock. You never pay them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it goes down, so as it's going down, you buy it at the low, and then you pay them back whatever the difference is, you made that money.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
It can ruin. It's ruined. Wait, it's a perfect example. You don't want short.
Well, like let's not even go back to 2008 where Volkswagen suffered, went up to being the richest company in the world for like precisely about 10 minutes. Let's even just go with Wall Street Bets and
with them.
Yeah. With GameStop?
It was GameStop, AMC, and they were doing something else. Now they're trying to pump up Donald Trump's, sorry, my liners are not letting me speak straight. Donald Trump's truth one, the head honcho of Wall Street Bets, like, we're going to pump it up. We're just going to buy as many options as possible.
Yeah, I don't know how successful that's going to be. But because like this is the thing. It's one of those things, if you're hearing about it, like, over the internet, you're a little bit too late. It's like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like, I was fascinating to watch with everything what went on with like Wall Street Bets and like how they did with GameStop. And yeah, watching a number of hedge funds, not so much wanting them to suffer, but it was just like how they put themselves into that precarious position where their greed led them onto the rocks when they should have stayed clear. They should have been smarter.
Yeah. And did you hear about the Roaring Kitty incident? His connection to all this?
No.
Oh. So apparently he worked for like a big money management firm.
Mm-hmm.
And the hedge fund guy knew he was Roaring Kitty. So he was whispering him things to do. So in the end, everyone's saying, screw the hedge funds. They're the reason it went up. They were doing this. I think they said they were doing it back in October. For me, looking at the charts, I noticed this one day of just insane volatility.
Mm-hmm.
But the price didn't really move. I'm like, that's when they bought in back in October and they started in November.
No, it's sneaky that I got to say. So with regards to like knowing what you know with regards to the stock market and your knowledge growing on a daily basis, like, mm-hmm. yeah, do you still like, can you see those like sort of nuggets of opportunity where like, yeah, company?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the mentor, I had him on my show actually, Ken Roberts. Essentially, his motto is opportunity is now here. Mm-hmm. But if you write it together, you can read it either as opportunity is nowhere or opportunity is now here. And when I first, that's how I knew, realized that my mindset shifted. My mom wrote it out and I'm like, opportunity is nowhere. She's like, no, opportunity. And then she spaced it out, is now here. And I'm like, oh, and that was the pivoting point. And that's where, when we were talking on the show, he said, there's always opportunities. He's like, it might not be in the market itself, but there's an opportunity to help your relationship with your wife or your workers or your employees. He's like, opportunity is not always monetary. And that was like the, oh, I see.
No, it's quite right. And like, this is the thing with regards to opportunities being around, like, everywhere. It's one of those things where opportunities are, you, if I told you, yeah, like, spot a red truck,
that's all you're going to see.
Yeah, red trucks will all of a sudden magically appear. When you have yourself opened to look for those sort of positive opportunities in life, that's when, like, yeah, more like positive opportunities seem to come your way. They've always been there. It's just a case you've not been open to see those like opportunities, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest shift for me was when I started seeing, I'm like, I realized I'm more of a big picture guy. I'm not about the little details because I'm like, oh, I can do this. And I start a project and I'm like, I'm shit. I'm better off hiring someone to do this kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And like, this is vague. I would say building a team is one of the most important things you can actually do. In the realm of business. Like, are you doing that yourself at this moment in time, or like, are you just like soloing it? Because hey, you've got some like jazzy little intros there, you know, with your music and stuff. Yeah,
actually, a lot of it's just Fiverr. I'm just outsourcing it, and kind of like our introduction before you hit the record, I was just like, let's just go anywhere kind of thing. I'm recently getting a proofreader for my episode. So I'm going to start paying her to help clean it up so I don't look like an illiterate idiot. I'm like, it's a podcast. They're not really going to read the description. Like, if they do, okay.
Yeah. So the cow, no, where the hell did the cow come from? Nah, don't worry. It's like, yeah.
Right.
But okay, so Fiverr is the, how can I say, the secret sauce for you?
Oh, it is. I would say my logo was like $5 on Fiverr, my intro, because the guy liked that. I just gave him creative licensing. I'm like, just give me like an edgy Rocky feel, like, other than that, this is what I want you to say, have fun. And he normally charged like $20. He's like, dude, this is too much fun, here, $5 for you.
Very nice. So with this, like, okay, how, like, can you see yourself having what size team? Team of two, team of three? Like, are you going to have a young Jamie, or are you going to just be like, yeah, like, going to be like,
oh,
yeah,
dude, that would be awesome if I had a young Jamie.
Yeah, look.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, look, this is the thing. Like, I swear the CIA, FBI, or, like, name an agency with any sort of acronym, now looking at his, like, one-handed skills.
Could you, oh God, just insane what he can do. Like, I was watching a YouTube video on him where he was reading lips with a 5-minute delay, editing it. He was typing something over here and adjusting the audio somehow with both hands. And I'm like, and then he's pulling up something on the screen for Joe. I'm like, dude, this guy is like beyond multitasking.
Okay. Look, that's
the reason. If he can figure out how to use his toes, man, nothing's gonna stop him.
Well, like, yeah, if he could figure out how to use his toes, yeah, we'd have to take him out because, yeah.
He'll become a crab man and just be like,
It's like, oh no, he has discovered the secret. He's now basically, yeah, world domination is like.
The lizard people shall smite you.
Well, hey, don't say that. It's like,
oh God, okay.
They're always
going to see a lot of black Cadillacs in my house.
It's like, hey, look, if there's a black hawk helicopter hovering over your house right now, I'm not going to say a word. It's like, oh, they've take him away. Look at the camera.
Look at the camera and smile.
I didn't see a thing, honest officer.
I don't know who he is.
Nope. So, yeah. Are you looking for that young Jamie, or are you looking to build a team like Flagrants 2?
So actually, Joe has a huge team, by the way.
Mm.
So one of my guests actually told me a secret. So he's like the Wizard of Oz for entrepreneurs. You name it, when within reason, like he can't make you fly, but essentially he did all this stuff. He got someone married at the Pope in the Vatican and all that. Mm. And that's where he told me, he's like, oh, you mentioned Ray Dalio a lot. I'm like, right. I said, but he's a heavy hitter. Like, he has everyone and their mother blowing up his email. So he's like, don't go for his actual email. He's like, this is like warfare. Flank around and go for his assistant. Build a relationship with the assistant. Then when the Ray Dalio or whoever is like, hey, they're just talking like, oh, hey, this Josh kid keeps talking to me. He's really smart. You might want to get on his show. And he's like, you instantly just got trust and validation. Mm. He'll be on. So that was one thing he told me for Joe. He's like, look up his booking manager or his like whatever receptionist for online. The dude has a booking manager.
Yep.
Something else manager, ad manager. Jamie does something else on top of all that. And I sat there and I'm like, he has a team of like 20. Hey. Like, no wonder he charges so much for his ads.
Well, like, this is the thing. You think about it. Like, with the booking manager, he flies people in, like, from, like, all over the world. Right. Like, yeah, you're talking, yeah, you need that. Like, ads, yeah, you need that. It's just huge. And, like, yeah, young Jamie as a producer. Like, let's not even go into the people editing the podcast as well. You're just like, going, yeah, like, people clipping it up. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. You saying 20? I would have said most probably 10. I would have halved it, but yeah, 20 people. Well, it was
two for everything, so we had 10 positions total, but it's like the person and the assistant. So he has essentially like 20 people going. Now, there might be someone like Jamie that could do like three jobs, but they just gave him the same title.
Yeah. Yeah, because like this is the thing. You got to, like, this is one of the reasons why I bring this up, like why I'm asking why you, like, what other things you're looking to go into. If we use sort of Joe Rogan as the sort of template, for this, because you got Joe Rogan, which, okay, he has the podcast, he has comedy, he has UFC, he has the Onnit, like, fitness brand as well. Yeah. Does he?
He does a couple other things too.
Yeah, I don't know them off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But he is definitely what you would say the very definition of diversified. You know what I mean? This is the reason why I ask if you're like going to do this, like, are you going to branch out into other things?
Oh, 100%. YouTube. I'm trying to do YouTube, but I realized they don't like Zoom calls. So I'm trying to figure out maybe use like audio waves or whatever. Because every time I upload a video to YouTube,
yeah,
I only get the one view because I was just checking that it was up. That's it. Never get anything else. And that's where I'm like, okay, YouTube just doesn't like this split screen stuff. So.
Really?
It's insane. And it's one of those, I don't know if it was just because everyone and their mother kept uploading Zoom calls, the algorithm's like, this is bad now, but yeah, it's one of those, I can't find an explanation. No one on all those YouTube guru fanatics and all that, and the claim they figured out the algorithm, but they can't explain that. So I'm like, this was just a background thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, like anyone who says, oh, I've figured out the algorithm and everything like
that. No,
that's a whole realm of beat. Yeah, absolutely. Because look, this, like, they keep changing it all the time. And like
every minute it's changing, by the way.
And you kind of like, okay, yeah, this was successful. That wasn't successful. And I would say with certain things, they're like, maybe YouTube is not the best place to sort of build a platform, if you get what I mean.
Because especially like Joe near the end, like he just couldn't upload anything because they were just immediately tearing it down.
Definitely. And look, this is the thing. I would say, like, myself, I don't like sort of, well, I've got a long way to go before I sort of going on that sort of level of to going like toe to toe with someone who might have like really, really controversial views, where you need to make sure you've got your whole side of your argument, like not even argument, the whole side of your discussion down on point, and be able to like pick out the best quality bits of that conversation. So as time goes by and you get onto that sort of level, yeah, YouTube taking things down, YouTube having issues with certain things, yeah, might not be the best place. Might not be.
No. And that's one of them where it sounds silly, but I'm like, do I just do like a Patreon for, well, even free? Technically, you can do a free tab and just be like, if you actually want to watch the videos, just go there. Literally costs you nothing. Just sign up so I can get your email. Mm. And then you can have unlimited videos. I've been thinking that it's a new trend for video gamers on YouTube. I find it hysterical. So people are uploading to Pornhub because of their pretty much no takedown rule. Like, unless obviously if it's like yeah, I'm not gonna say the word. They're gonna take it down, but yeah. It's super weird. One of my buddies is like, he's probably the same game, the high school one, sent me a link and he's like, watch this. I'm like,
yeah.
And I open it and it's just this dude playing video games. I'm like, what the hell are like people getting off to, like, oh, he shot that scar real good.
Yeah, all I've got to say is, well, it's like, and I'm like, you're going to get a lot of lotion sponsors on that bit.
Like, hey, hit us both up. We need that lotion sponge.
It's like, it's aloe vera. Okay, no.
Oh, yeah, it's aloe vera. It's okay then. But that's where I was like, dude, why? What's this? He's like, oh, yeah, because YouTube kept kicking him off and Twitch. So he's like, screw it, I'm going to Pornhub. I'm like, I mean, to each their own.
Well, hey, like, you know what? If he needs to get his, like, information, well, his content out there, and, like, yeah, Pornhub is...
I wouldn't be the first friendly place I would think of for video games, though.
No, well, no. It's like,
right?
Yeah. But, like, can you imagine trying to give out that URL to anyone?
It's like, oh, God. It's kind of like me. What weird shit am I about to click? It's like, do I need to go to a closet?
It's like, yeah. It's on Pornhub. It's like, oh, you tried to play that at work or anything like that? Is that? Oh,
did you hear the intro and everything?
I was like, no. It's like, yeah, step away from the desk. No, it's a harmless podcast. Yeah, sure.
So that's another one people are doing. The podcasts are going on Pornhub. That's what's kind of like bringing it up. God. Right? Again, video games and podcasts on Pornhub. It's like, and it's one of those, I've thought about doing it where there's no video. The cost per milli is insane.
Okay. So if you upload to Pornhub.
Oh, no, it's like on the ideas now.
No, I'm just like, just talking this through, right? Okay. Now, you upload, right? Now, okay. The cost per milli on, like, say, YouTube, anything like this, can be anything from $2 for, like, every 1,000 views. And depending on what type of content you're doing, if it's, like, financial and everything like this, can go up to...
It's, like, 25 to 50. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the sort of cost per 1,000 views on Pornhub?
Let's put it this way. Once you get, like, air quote verified, it can be upwards of 75 to 150 per milli. And that's like the lower end tier.
Okay, that's the lower end tier. But wait, how many people would actually go to... No.
That's the whole problem. Who's actually going to go? Like, what we're trying to rationalize.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to actually go for video games? Who's actually going to go for a podcast? Kind of thing.
I hear you. And, like, this is the whole thing. It might be one of the most, like...
Smartest thing, should have done it like a long time ago, kind of thing.
Yeah, it might be like the you know what I mean, the best move since sliced like bread. But right. It's just like Pornhub.
Yeah, wouldn't cross my mind for that. Another one people talk about, yeah, and I can see it's pretty much Patreon, but it's like an OnlyFans. I was like, if you want just like the unedited, raw, controversial shit flying everywhere, it's like $5 a month.
Yeah.
And I'm like, a lot of communities now are going to OnlyFans. A lot of like, obviously OnlyFans is like Pornhub. You're not going there to like for a comedian, at least out of the gate. And you're like, oh, hey, so-and-so's here. Okay, I'll buy in.
Yeah, like this is the thing. One of the things I would say, okay, like a platform like YouTube, even though it might not be the most ideal for podcasting and everything like this, it's the findability, if you get what I mean. Because with regards to like talking about Pornhub, using that and the cost per mil, like might be extraordinary, but what like. I don't think many people are going to be like, let me type in the search engine for like Pornhub for podcasts. I could be totally wrong.
Obviously, but we could both be super ignorant. And it's a huge thing right now.
Yeah. Might be like one of those unfounded jewels. But I'm not too sure how many people your guests would be like down with that as well.
I don't think a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, if I heard like you were doing it, I would be like, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I got.
I don't have a really good looking face, but hey, you know.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah. So where will this episode be going out? Oh, it'll be going out on like everywhere.
It'll be on Vimeo. Pornhub,
OnlyFans, and it'll be going out. Yeah. Google is like, whoa.
We're going there now.
Go back. It's like, wait a second. What did you say? It's like, yeah, very interesting. Okay, alternative platforms, like because, like, yeah, okay. Like alternative platforms I've heard of, Rumble, but like, yeah. But like, it's one of those things I've not actually gone on as like, and went uploaded anything. Yeah. I don't know if you have.
The only one I've tried is TikTok, but I've come to realize how I am. I'm not very appealing to the younger generations. So the algorithm, the 200 people in my area that are like 25 and up, I've put like audio soundbite wave things.
Yeah.
I get about 200 hits. It's nice. And I noticed maybe an increase of like one or two downloads.
Okay.
The TikTok, but it's not anything like worth the effort. But I've tried this app. It's supposed to be like the TikTok killer, Clapper.
Clapper? No, never heard
it
of
it. It is so stupid, honestly. So stupid. So essentially, they directly ripped off Clubhouse.
Yeah.
They directly ripped off Twitter Spaces with the live video. They have this weird dancing but not dancing rule. So if they see you shaking your hips a certain way, your video's gone. I'm like, It's so weird. And it's one of those, all it is a bunch of haggly old people with their cigarettes and like, fuck TikTok. Clapper. It's like, okay. That's literally 80% of what you're going to see in the video feed. So I've tried that. Didn't really do that well.
Yeah. So
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, no, I can't actually see. No. Like, this is the thing. Like, with my sort of TikTok activity, it's like, yeah, I don't even really put anything up about the podcast on my TikTok. It's just like, yeah, I just do it because I'm doing this charity challenge where I do 44 right. squats a day for 365 days to, like, raise awareness for bowel cancer and raise funds.
That's
just
noble. I like it.
Yeah. So I just put that stuff up on there and maybe a run every now and then, maybe a little bit of fitness things. But yeah, I haven't really sort of utilized, I think, TikTok to its maximum appeal. Sort of like things like Clubhouse. I haven't, like, I've talked in a couple of rooms. But I wanted to start my own room, but it's one of those things where like there's been a few rooms I've been in and it's just been like everyone talking at once. And
she's like, yes. I think they've introduced something now that it doesn't do that, but still annoying.
Oh God, it's a mess. And I just like think, what is this? Because if it's, it's a podcast, but it's not a podcast.
It's just a bunch of people yelling at each other at that point.
Yeah. And you're just like going, wasting my time. If I was going to do it, it would have to be something more controlled. And I'd like be like going, yes, I am going to record the room. So beware.
That's one thing I've thought about, but it's also kind of, I'm okay. I'm willing to go with it, but I've had guests where they slipped up and they're like, oh, can you cut that out? So I just tap the mic so I know where to go back. Mm. But if you're live, there's no going back.
No. And like, this is the thing. I think that's one of the things what I really liked about old school sort of Joe Rogan, when they used to put out live on, like, basically they just did YouTube lives, because it was like, that was like the most authentic vibe about it. Even though I say Joe Rogan's like got better guests than
me. Oh yeah. Now, like, he is up there with Snoop Dogg. He is his own celebrity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, he's on a first name basis with Elon Musk. What is it? 3 times he's now been on the show.
Yeah.
He's talking about fourth.
Now, basically, look, Joe Rogan has truly transcended. Like, if you think about where he's come from to where he is now, you're just like, you've gone beyond being like a host for Fear Factor. You've gone beyond like just a mere comedian. And like, you've gone beyond as a commentator for the UFC. And like, you know what I mean? Now it's like, okay. You're talking to basically presidential candidates,
it's crazy what he does now.
Yeah. And I look upon that and go, yeah, don't get me wrong. If he's got there, what stops other people from like sort of reaching those sort of dizzy heights?
Oh yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
And I think he's even said it before. I might be paraphrasing it wrong, but essentially it's like, you have to aim high in this game.
Hmm.
And it was one of those, I think someone was talking to him, because Joe Rogan's always in some sort of controversy. His name is just a controversy now.
Yeah.
But one was like, oh, what are you doing about like this controversy? They're like actually saying like you are whatever. And he's like, oh, he said, I don't give a shit about it. He's like, it was like to the effect of like, it's free advertising. They can call me whatever the hell they want. I'm making more money.
Mm-hmm. It's like, well, yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Not unless
you, as long as they say your name correctly.
Yep. It's like, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, very true. Very true. So with like so many bizarre.
It's like we just went right off the track and we're just commenting on that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. Kind of very, it's very crazy out there. But yeah, with all the sort of different platforms and like, yeah, thinking slightly in different ways. Yeah, strange. Like, where would you say like has been sort of, I'm now prying because like, you know, tips and tricks and stuff like this. Where have you found some of like the areas where you found your sort of best growth for your podcast, for your show?
Controversial ones. I'm not going to lie, controversial ones. I've had, an aspiring presidential candidate. Essentially, he's the extreme left. Like, the government controls everything. You don't have money. If you don't do what the government says. Oh, so if he became president, he was going to do a Twitter poll like Elon Musk to make legislative decisions. That guy right there. I'm like, dude, you know how I could call someone. I can't call him. I'd email a guy in Thailand, send him $100. And he can rig that. He's like, oh, he's not allowed outside of America. I'm like, there's this thing called VPNs.
Yeah.
Are you gonna outlaw that too? Yes. Yeah. And encryption. Encryption bad. Predators. And I'm like, you're crazy. That thing did great. It did great.
Twitter. That's everything. Oh my God. Huh? No.
Oh, but the funny part is he lives in California. He's on government subsidies. He has no job and he can't. I told him, like, dude, if you want to be a president, you kind of have to pay to play kind of thing. But at least get a good website. I don't have money for that. I'm like, well, then he sent me his website. It's a cheap, like, Google Sheets. It's not even like a Google Blogger. It's just a Google Sheets.
Whoa. Like, wait, like, okay. Look, geez, look,
right.
Wow, like, because I remember my first website I ever did, I put it on like, what's it? Yahoo GeoCities or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, it was something that was old school. He created it back in like 15.
Oh, God.
When he's never updated. It's the worst editing. I looked at him like, I could edit this better and I'm not a graphic designer.
Yeah. Look, doesn't he know that it costs hundreds and millions of dollars, even into the realms of billions, to actually
on the unofficial scale,
that's like to become like a presidential candidate, and that's not even winning the damn thing. It's like
no, and that's where he's like, "You are my only hope to get presidency." I'm like, "Well, good luck, because I'm new."
Yeah, well, like this is well, okay,
right? I was just one of those. That's a lot of pressure that I didn't need, man.
Well, like, hey, Josh, look,
see, you are my sole and only way to get out to the public. I'm like, because so the website where I used to get people, I still get them, but it's called Matchmaker.fm. Well, if you do a free account, you can only message 15 people for the year. If you pay them $100 for the year, you can message as many people as you want. He wouldn't pay the $100. That's how immediately I knew him, like something's wrong.
Oh no. He wouldn't pay the $100 to be able to like.
Yeah, at the same time, he bought about $70 worth of Panda Express. Priorities. Apparently Panda Express is more important than his government.
Well, yeah. Look, this is the thing. There are certain things which you kind of look at in life and you go, right, if you really want to do something, like make something big, like really sort of start something successful, you've got to have a certain degree of investment. Like with, like, if it's not your time, it has to be your money. And if you really want to really take it there, it has to be both. And like, if you can't do that, $70 on Panda Express, one sitting, that is not what I would say.
Gonna be expensive shit, essentially.
Well, hey, yeah, I would like to see where his fiscal, like sort of budget goes for the economy.
Oh, it was crazy. Essentially, like I mentioned to you earlier, I don't want to do politics, but he started it. He was like super neo-politic. Like, if you spend a dollar, the government knows it. I'm like, oh, so you're going to use like blockchain, like a Bitcoin. He's like, Bitcoin's illegal. I'm like, but to track what you're saying, you have to do something like Bitcoin.
Okay. Well,
and then he's like, oh, but each person shall be individually tracked. I'm like, yeah, Social Security. He's like, no, facial recognition, this and that. If you, I'm like, that's where I told him. Like, oh, he's like, and there will be constant government stimulation. I'm like, oh, okay.
What does he mean by constant government stimulation?
I told him that's exactly what I said. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, a guy like me, I'm working, I'm making money. So you're saying if you send me money, I'm supposed to spend it for appliances, but I got plenty of cash flow. I just want to buy a burger from like McDonald's. Mm-hmm. You're saying I can't spend that money because I didn't spend it exactly where you told me to spend it. He's like, yeah, and there's jail time. I'm like, what the f-?
Jail time for what?
For not spending the money the way he said to spend it. And okay. He said he'll single-handedly destroy corporate America. If they listen to me, they will thrive and survive. But if they don't listen to me, I will single-handedly destroy them and outlaw them.
Okay, like, yeah, I think someone would like come along and put two in him.
And oh, I was just like, dude, good luck. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I will destroy Facebook, Amazon, Google, Apple. I'm like, that's literally the reason why you're getting your voice out.
If you can't use money and you can't use like crypto, like blockchain,
and that's what I told him. And then the woke Twitter polls.
Yeah, Twitter polls. Okay, yeah. Let's just say if you've got $500, you can buy like tens of thousands of whatever you want on Twitter. And like, yeah, by the time they
you can buy ads are relatively cheap.
Oh god,
Twitter. So that's the nerd one. I'm thinking of doing ads, but and that's where I just told him, like, dude, what if like you freaking blast a Twitter poll like every other day? What if I like have a client in Japan? I see your little woke Twitter poll and I try to click it. Well, he's like, oh, you are out of country. You can't vote. It's like, but then how am I supposed to get my vote in if I'm making money kind of thing? And he's like, well, you just don't get the vote. I'm like, well, that's unfair. That's very unconstitutional too.
Okay. Well, like, this is the thing. Is it a case of it's a one-time thing? Like, basically, he gets elected in and basically democracy dies because he's now some benevolent dictator.
Pretty much. That's what I got the vibe from.
Okay.
And then the other good controversial one was a Canadian bodybuilder female who claims to be this Heyoka empath. Don't know what the hell Heyoka is, but I think she explains it. But essentially, she's like, I can predict and this and that. And I can sense vibes. And essentially halfway, she steamrolled me the whole thing, by the way. I only got like maybe 5 minutes worth of talking in. And it was a 2-hour episode.
Wait, so you managed to still keep a 2-hour episode going with 10 minutes of conversation from yourself?
Well, sorry, just my side, minutes. Like, yeah, well, like 5-10 minutes. I looked at my transcript and said, her name talked 90% of the time, my intro guy, and then you talked like 8% of the time. Steamrolled me, literally saying, you're weak, you have no balls. If you want a woman, just take her. And I'm like,
what?
Which gets steamrolling me. So I was just like, wait, I got literally as I'm one of those, I'm like, wait, I gotta, and just kept going. I'm like, all right,
I trust.
I was like, apparently I'm doing this all wrong.
Yeah, like
apparently from a woman in Canada, yeah. I am doing it all wrong.
Yeah, you were weak. You should have like, yeah, you should have taken the conversation, then like, yeah, gone around her house and then taken her. And like, yeah, like just take because
me even put. See, it's like, what?
It's like,
this is what it's, yeah, I just one of those, after all that, I'm like, yeah. And then I was just one of those, because of her energy, I was like, hey, you know, it'd be cool to have you on, even if it's like 30 minutes, like once or twice a month kind of thing. Just like a ask the empath a question kind of thing. Dude, for 3 days, I couldn't sleep. She was stressing me out. She would blow up my phone every freaking 4 minutes, not even five. Josh, I have a question about this. Josh, I don't understand this technology. Josh, this. Josh, I'm like, oh my, no, kind of thing.
You should not invite crazy people into your house.
No. And I first told him, like, you're crazy. I'm not dealing with you.
So, okay. Like,
but yeah. those two have done fantastic. And that was pre the, oh no, the Heyoka empath would be after the Apple taking away cookies and tracking. Because I noticed, like, I was doing really good in the beginning. I could see all my stats, it was clean. Mm. And after like that March or April update where cookies were gone, it looks like I get nothing. Yep. But yet I go to my website that tells me all the downloads. And it's like one of them, it says I did like 200 downloads uniquely just on my site. I look at my like podcast Buzzsprout. Says I only got like 10 downloads. And I'm like, maybe I'm doing better than I thought.
Yeah.
Just, I literally can't see it.
No, like this is the thing. That's one of the problems with podcasts, because it goes literally out to everywhere, like so many different platforms. You're getting a real sort of beat on what your numbers are is a very difficult thing to do. People like, oh yeah, oh, I've got 30 downloads. Oh, I've got 100 downloads. Oh, I've got 1,000 downloads. And it could be either more, I would say more times than not, it's a lot more than you actually think it is.
And that's kind of what I've taken the approach of whatever it is. So let's say it's 10, add 2 zeros. So it's like, oh, because I consider like almost 10x of what you could see is gone.
Mm.
It used to be like 60%. You couldn't see. Now it's like, I consider pretty much 100% of what you see is wrong. Just add 2 zeros kind of thing. And that's where you're at. And as I've bumbled around different sites, I'm like, oh shit. Like Apple, I had a hedge fund manager on, Stefan Carano. I messed his name up. If he's listening to this, I'm sorry. But on Apple alone, he had like 200 downloads. On my website was another like 200 unique. And it was just one of those, I'm like, okay, but on my website, it says I only got 25 hits. My actual podcast size. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, like, this is the thing. Like, it's one of those, like, okay. It's one of those things when, like, you mentioned, like, doing, why am I blanking on Patreon as a place to go. It, like, Patreon, because of its sort of lack of findability, it's like you have to sort of
put in every episode.
Yeah. You've got to put in every episode, but you have to like put a lot of energy on a sort of different platform. Like say if you were like, for example, if you're using Facebook pages, right? You would have to put a lot of energy and time, and like because Facebook being Facebook, you've got to put a certain amount of cash behind it to either build up your like your Facebook page, then hopefully transfer them into groups, and then basically put the links onto that to like go over to your Patreon to be able to monitor and track what your sort of engagement is. So it's like, okay, it's a lot of things which you could say friction in the system, where you want it to be as frictionless as possible, you know?
Oh, yeah. The one thing I've been doing lately is Reels, because Zucks is super about copying TikTok. So I'm noticed my Reels, if I put it public, man, does it get out there? I don't get really, I mean, it's like TikTok. Unless it's really compelling, you're not going to click it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but would you say like with, so you're not going to click it, so basically you get say 1,000 views on Reels or like 10,000, whatever it is, but it's not really,
it's being, like barely a half a percent conversion. Nothing. Yeah. It's one of those like I do it, I just take my little soundbite, put it public on my profile, but yeah, I just, it's one of those, I'm like, I'm not expecting much from this unless I start paying to play.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem with like basically the whole sort of Facebook platform. I think really like the sort of true organic growth from these systems, it's very difficult these days. I think that sort of era has passed. Yeah,
no, there is still chance for organic growth, but it's not as, I would say it's not as predictable as it used to be. Like YouTube now recently is just pulling like 14, 15 year old videos. They never paid for it. They're getting hundreds of millions of views. One of them was smart. He got his ad, so he put it in before the algorithm started.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those, it's kind of just a consistency game. Let's just see what happens. Mm. Yeah, like a mad scientist, approach.
Okay, what is that approach exactly?
Just trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Bezos, do something, do it fast, crash hard, learn from it, kind of thing. Or something. I probably butchered that, but
no, it sounds good. Sounds good. No, it sounds true to me. Getting it done as quickly as possible, and learning from it. But like with regards to like yourself, like you've got a number of episodes ahead of where you are right now.
Like, I realized I said it, I'm like, I don't actually have 160 in Hopper. It's 160 total, and I have 140 live. So it's like, I think a 30, 40 difference.
Okay, yeah. So you got all of those episodes lined up. Like, how are you sort of adapting and changing, would you say, to sort of like, okay, this episode's done really well, and now I've got the next 5 episodes coming up, how do you manage to adapt it?
I take it's actually kind of similar to you. I get a vibe for the person. Mm-hmm. If it's like that, oh, I can work with them, then we just go down a rabbit hole. If I realize it's business, well, suit and tie today. I can't go talking about Pornhub as a new adventure for your podcast kind of thing. So there was one, literally, it did okay.
Yeah.
But the guy literally told me before I hit the record button, we are only talking about my book and nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just one of those, I'm like, shit, how do I do this? Because I mean, I read his book. It was like 80 pages. It wasn't hard. But I told him like before I even hit the record button, I'm like, okay, you talk about this. It's Ari Galpers. Awesome dude, by the way. Great knowledge. Super intense.
Yeah.
And I told him like, okay, you push this whole trust authority, you're like a big consulting guy. What am I supposed to do differently than everyone else? I'm like, is it like podcasting, writing a book like you, blogging? And he's like, yeah, all that. I'm like, so then it's everything we all know. Like, okay, then like the whole purpose of his interview is done. I don't know how else to stretch it out, kind of thing.
Oh no, Like, this is the thing. If someone was like, okay, yeah, blah, 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 no, we can only talk about this one thing. I'd be like, okay, why? Is it all about this one thing? Because more questions will have to be asked. It's like, why this one thing?
And that was one of the shortest interviews I've ever done. I think it was 30 minutes. And I really stressed it. It could have been 15.
Why did you publish it?
I've gotten so many people coming on because of him.
Interesting.
I have a lot of the people I did a long time ago. One of them, I just like, I don't want to send it. They're like, oh, because of so-and-so, I come on. Well, then I do my scientists. Like, okay, point one, where's point two, where's point three kind of thing. And I realized a lot of it is just previous people. Like I said, one of the hedge fund manager guys I got on did great. I've gotten now so many business people literally yelling at their podcasting booking agency, like, get me on this guy's show now. And the agents are like, okay. I mean, so it's just, it's compounding interest. The more you do it, it's like, oh, well, because they got so-and-so and so-and-so. I want to be on there because if he can talk to them, he can talk to me just fine.
And yeah, with regards to the sort of like, one of the things you just brought up now, that podcast booking agency, because look, I think this is turning into more of like giving people like hints and tips about like how they can
podcasting. Like, yeah. If you want to book me, by the way, hit me up at joshbolton@gmail.com or joshbolton@gmail.com.
Hey, well, like,
I'm just kidding. But no, the booking agency, that's how I get so many high profile people now. The matchmaker.fm is dried up. I'm not the fresh money, so I'm at the bottom of the list and I can't pay for ads to put me up again.
Yeah.
I already paid for my ad for the year. But yeah, booking agencies, it's brilliant. They just hit up my personal. By the way, are you on Podchaser?
I am not on Podchaser. No.
That's how I get a lot of my hits now. I'll send you a link real quick. But yeah, literally, I have these agents just reaching out to my personal, I made a personal like podcasting email and they just hit me up like, hey, so our client really, really wants to get on your show. I just send my, you can book me. I'm like, these are my times. Sorry. I'm not going to compromise.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. No, this is the thing. Like the reason why I'm glad I'm talking to like yourself is because, hey, excellent. Why I'm talking to like someone like yourself is because you are so at the beginning of the journey, because it's one of those things where if you speak to someone who's like, oh yeah, for the last 5 years I've been here and now I've gone on to this and I've gone on to that and gone on to this, many people miss out on the process. Many people like forget the sort of small steps, because it's like, hey, the machine, the whole processes are there in place. And picking up sort of new things, picking up sort of new ways to go forward, like coming up with those crazy ideas, like Pornhub.
We're going to get so many hits with that. Everyone's going to hit me up on Twitter. So we found it because of your Pornhub conversation. I'm like, thank you.
It's like, like all of a sudden, yes, this week's sponsor is Pornhub.
You hear the music?
I brought to
what you. What are you doing, Stepbro?
Also brought to you by hand lotion.
It was hand lotion sponge.
Yeah,
it's like and Roman.
Yeah, never quite like a stranger you've never met before. But that's another story. You
want the strangest thing in your life, Roman.
Roman, it's like but yeah, no. But this is the thing: all of these sort of new thoughts, all of these new ideas, all the sort of like things you're like trying to put into place to make happen. Building a foundation, building something great for the future. You never will be able to capture this moment, how you're thinking, how you're feeling right now, again, while you move down the road, you know?
Even as I listen back to my old podcast, I listen back just to be like, okay, how much different am I? And I realized, wow, I was a stammering idiot back then. Now I'm just like, whatever, man. Like, one of my first episodes, I was super nervous. I didn't know who I was talking to. I'm going to say this is a video, right? So they'll see the fish tank.
Yep. Cool. Yeah, they'll see everything.
I randomly started talking about aquaponics and then grocery store food distribution problems. And I was like halfway through, I realized, oh, that's a terrible idea. It's not scalable. And the grocery food is just a logistical nightmare. I'm like, literally halfway through, well, that was stupid, but okay, let's keep going. And it's just one of those, I listen back, I'm like, dude, I didn't know who I was talking to. Like, it sounds really silly, but anyone is like business or author, find like your muse, even if you're talking alone. Imagine this wonderful man next to me on the screen is there, and just like you're talking to him, and it's like, oh, that's easier. The silly, I used to do it, I don't do it anymore. I taped a little like a picture, just a random stock photo of a person.
Yeah.
And act like I was talking to the photo. It helps. Yeah. I don't need it anymore though.
Yeah. So you walk, like someone walks into the room and says, hey, Joe.
Oh, he's talking to his photos again.
Okay. You okay there? Okay. No worries. Just backing out of the room. Just close the door. It's like, he's talking to his imaginary friend again.
It's don't not like- let him near the Gatorade. It doesn't end well with Gatorade.
Is that okay, children? Okay. So with this, and like, yeah, like I've got to say, yeah, thank you very much for your sort of tips and information out there. I think this is going to be very knowledgeable for a number of people out there. If you don't like podcasts, well, I think on this episode, you've come to the wrong place.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
You're getting the full sort of mechanics and behind the scenes, yeah. But yeah, so what would you say the sort of direction you would like to go in the sort of next, 3 to 5 years?
Pretty much like this. This is what I'm slowly doing it. Just slowly edging it that way. I mean, a lot of my guests have told me you'll be like the business guy. If we all know, if you got like a business person, it can be suit and tie. You're not going to be talking any conspiracy theories. And I sort of looked at him like, how'd you know? He's like, so-and-so. I'm like, damn it. Yeah, me and this one guest was awesome. We were talking about her husband, I guess in 08 during the crash. He actually stole bonds from banks.
Oh God.
For 11 times, successfully got away with it. The 12th one was his failure though. He got caught. And we were talking about the prison system and all that. And I told her, I'm like, she's like, sorry, it's not business. I'm like, dude, that was just fun. I'm at the point, I just want to have fun in the conversation.
Mm.
Then it's just, it's a blast. Like this, I didn't even realize we almost went an hour already.
Hey, that's right? What I say. Yeah, it's gone over an hour, but yeah, you know what I mean? That's the way it goes. Yeah.
So it's kind of like this, just have fun. Where it goes, and we're just in it for the adventure now.
Ah, brilliant. In it for the adventure. I liken that. It makes me smile, to say the least. Oh, there you go.
You have a wonderful smile too.
Oh, what can I say? I've got to say, yeah, poor dental hygiene and superb genetics combined.
There we go.
Brilliant. So if you could interview anyone in the world, well, or through time, space, history, fictional or real, who would you interview? I have to ask.
Fictional or real? That's hard now. I would say Nikola Tesla.
Why Nikola Tesla?
Did he actually marry his dove? His little pigeon? Did you actually marry a pigeon? Everyone says in the modern day you had a love affair. Did you marry a pigeon? I mean, he changed the world. If you want to marry a pigeon, go for it.
Hey, it's like, Nikola Tesla, did you marry a pigeon?
That's like the one question, did you do it? Did you marry the pigeon?
Did you? Like, no. So if you did.
How does that work?
Yeah. How does that thing between you and your pigeon work out exactly?
Is it more of like a mental or a spiritual, or is it like the
if it is mental and spiritual, I can get that. I understand.
Oh yeah,
but if it's cuckoo, it's like it's like.
How's it walking? How's it alive after that?
Yeah. It's like, You get some no. Is there some type of apparatus? Is there
some contraption you made that we don't know about?
Yep. Well, hey, he was a clever man.
he invented a death ray before even it was a thing. So yeah, the dude literally has changed the world and probably in ways we've never seen or will see.
Yes, but unfortunately, like the whole thing is, he wasn't, I'd say, business savvy enough, maybe not ruthless enough, hence what left him sort of poor.
Well, he also had a terrible gambling addiction too.
Ah, there you go.
So there was, like, he had a lot of money at one point, a lot of money for whatever era he was in. I think they like 100,000 back then, which would be like 1 million for us nowadays.
Mm.
And he just gambled it all away in like a month.
Thank God. So you think,
and so it's essentially 1 million nowadays. He just lost it in a month.
Madness. Right? Like, yeah, absolutely. Madness. But what can you expect? The man may have married a pigeon.
But yeah, near married a pigeon. We don't know if
confirmed. Yeah, well, may have. Yeah. Who knows?
We'll put a little asterisk next to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if we went too deeply into this, yes. Oh, dear.
PETA is suddenly going to be knocking on both our Twitters and Instagram. Well, how dare you talk about a pigeon like that?
It's like, it's
like, oh, hey, look, they're yelling at me. We're doing something right.
It's like, why did you use that accent when he said that about the pigeon? Or the accent. It's like, what? It's like, is that your thing, Tesla? Is that your thing? Stop it.
Beatrice, stop it.
Yeah, yes. Look at the plumage. No.
The plumage.
Okay, Nikola Tesla. Yeah, asking about a pigeon. Okay, fair enough. You could have asked him about the death ray. You could have asked him about radio. You could have asked
That's nice. Yeah. We all have an idea what he was going for. We don't know about the pigeon.
Okay.
That's it. Also, the other one would be John D. Rockefeller, just to figure out how do you figure out the make 1% off 100 people, not 100% on yourself. Because this was before the concept of economics is really a thing. So yeah. How did you figure that out? Like, how did you know make 1% off 100 people kind of thing?
Yeah. No, this is the thing. You've got to remember, like, the guys, the robber barons, as they used to be called back in that day, the money they made.
He would technically be a trillionaire nowadays, yeah, standards. Absolutely. He would technically be a trillionaire.
Yeah, they would laugh technically at what some of the guys are making these days and go, you're so sweet.
You made like 500 billion. Oh, that's cute. I made that in like two months, kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, you're so sweet.
It's it's like the Saudi Arabians were like, they're making trillions a year.
Yeah.
And they laugh at Bezos because they're like, oh, it's cute.
Yeah,
well, we made like 500 billion. We make that in a quarter.
Yeah, those Saudi families, like, basically that sort of oil money sitting there. You like, okay, it's like, they make so much money that they kind of hide it away. It's like,
they have to.
It's like,
they like buy so many paintings and yachts and stuff. You just even like in the Saudi area, their taxes are kind of like, well. Okay, I'm making assumptions. So correct me on Twitter if you feel otherwise, but I assume it's similar to us because I've watched a lot of entrepreneurs say they moved to like Iraq or Iran saying because they're very entrepreneurial. If you buy something for your business, 100% write-off. I'm like, okay, I would assume it's a similar rule. You buy a yacht in the name of your business, like America.
Yeah.
It's a write-off kind of thing.
You can do. Yeah, you can do that over here. Yes. Mm.
Well, I would assume that's a general thing. I would assume.
Yeah, if it's through the service of your business, the more you spend, the more you can write off.
Right.
And it's just a case of being able to justify that type of thing, if you get what I mean. And
right.
With regards to some Saudi families, because they are in charge, it's like going, I'm in charge. So
right. So we're buying a painting, a $100 million painting for my room.
Yeah.
For decorations for my clients. Yeah. Boom. Write off done. Pepsi Max. I love it. We need to get you a Pepsi sponsorship.
Well, you know what? I'm aiming to get there. Like subliminally, does get everyone on Pepsi.
Pepsi, look, you see.
Does I stand up? There'll be a Pepsi logo on my chest. It's like, yes.
You're a brand ambassador. You have to like wear everything Pepsi. You get free soda and whatever.
That's like taste of the new generation. Is that going? Oh,
newest
yeah.
taste to Pepsi.
Don't go for the sugar. Go for the Max. All the Pepsi tastes without the sugar.
Little extra aspartame, but we're not talking about that.
Don't worry about that. It's been proven. You don't get cancer from that. Now, one last question before we go. Now,
okay.
I have to reveal to you that I am a being of supreme cosmic power.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes, Josh. Yes. I can grant you one wish.
Okay.
But before you say anything, because you're tricky, I can tell. You can't. Yeah. You can't wish for infinite wishes. You can't wish for you can't put down everything on a piece of paper and go, yeah, I wish everything on this piece of paper comes true. No, you can't wish to have COVID go away or world peace, because look, just to get a vaccine out there in the world was trouble enough, and I had to call upon the powers of Dolly Parton and Beyonce. It was not easy. It's like, and not everyone wants to take that damn thing. That's another story.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Now, what would your one wish be?
That's hard. It's not the limitations. The first thing for me was immediately thinking of feeding everyone, just get food to everyone, so there doesn't have to be any more hunger and starvation.
See, that's just a little bit too close to world peace as well.
Well, okay, you can still have a war over a tomato. Medieval times, they were tomato throwing at people, so food not necessarily is that.
Okay,
there was literally a tomato war, by the way.
Yeah, I know of it. Yes, I plan to take, when I have my kids, you know, so when they hit like that sort of double digit figure, I will take them there. Put on your goggles, kids. Put on your goggles.
We're going to tomato war land.
Yeah.
We're going to get small PTSD, but it's okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. It stings. Yeah. It'll make you stronger. That's I told you to leave the goggles on. Damn you.
We're acidic.
Okay. No worries. Okay.
Just feeding it doesn't have to be just enough to kind of keep people alive. Like, at least here in California, the government claims they want to feed their citizens and all that.
Yeah.
Yet they tax the shit out of us. They actually just give them like cheap processed grains that are like really inedible. I'm actually talking like something a human can eat. It doesn't even have to be a full calorie for the day.
Mm.
Just something actually edible.
I hear. So I have one last question before we go.
Okay.
When are you moving out of California?
As soon as I can afford it. I'm thinking of going to Texas like Joe Rogan, or I'll take my chances in Florida. The gators are more what I'm scared about than the crazy people.
The gators are on freaking steroids in that fucking.
Dudes are crazy. I went to Harry Potter World when it first opened a couple like 10 years now.
Yeah.
There was a gator just casually in a pool, in the hotel pool. Just casually sit 12 to 15 footer. Yeah, the lady's like, yeah, don't go near any ponds.
Yeah.
She's like, the mosquitoes are murder, but they're fine. You'll be fine. You go near a pond, they're just gonna drag you in. And I'm like, who's they? And we're driving, by the way, by a pond. She's like, the alligators. I'm like, bitch, we just went past the pond.
Yes. Oh, look, put it this way. Look, I have to say, sorry to say, there was a kid who was taken out by a gator at Disneyland. It's like.
No, he did. No, it was the lady told me just casually, oh, yeah, small child was eating up yesterday, by the way. So I'm like, Oh yeah, that's such a normal Florida thing to say.
Yeah, it is a Florida thing to say.
Oh, right? God.
Yeah, freaking Roy Caters walking across golf courses and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's insane.
Oh God.
But like, they're honestly, their taxes though is great for an entrepreneur, like no income tax for business and personal.
Yeah.
You gotta deal with the Gators. Hopefully you live long enough to see that.
Well, you know what? Nevada's there as well.
I want to say that's another one. It's good. I think it's only like 4%.
I'm in the UK. Like that. So yeah, I'm not like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like this thing, I'm telling you stuff like, yeah, hey, he must live in America. Nope. It's
like, hey. That's what I was thinking, like, wow.
Is that how
he lives so here. Much? Interesting.
Yeah. There you go. Like, Josh, can you tell the lovely people how they can find you out on the big wide world web?
Well, if you made it to the end of this, yes, of course. Easiest way to contact me is my website, joshboltonshow.com. Twitter and Instagram, just hit me up if you want to just tweet and be like, hey, I saw you on this guy's show. Do it if you just want to randomly send me memes, Josh Bolton Show at Instagram. Yeah, I try to reply to everything as quick as I can. So if you want a snail mail, it's joshboltonshow@gmail.com.
Excellent. Josh, I got to say thank you. Please, people out there, all of the information he's just given you will be on the show notes. And yes, please get in contact with him. He might take you to Pornhub, but that might be another story.
We're gonna go down a weird rabbit hole. It's gonna be fun.
God, yeah. Just like, I'm just searching for the show. Of course you are.
sure, buddy.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if I search up podcast on Pornhub later today.
Is it, oh
my,
no.
Lady, my lady, see you next
week. The and they're like, what are you doing, buddy? It's a podcast.
Oh God. Yes, I got. Don't worry about that imagery right there. Oh, where are you doing
that? He just did that to the algorithm.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I can only imagine. But yes. Thank you for coming on today, Josh. You have been outstanding. It has been a joy. It has been a pleasure.
I appreciate this. This is the fun I've had it in a long time.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Awesome. I'd like to say thank you to you, my friends, my life warriors, who've managed to stick with us so far.
Right. You
know, like, yes, what a rabbit hole, a journey we've gone from, yes, from Pornhub to like OnlyFans to like
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan and a multitude of things. Let me just say, yes, stay well, stay safe, be awesome, be excellent, be fantastic. Be all the positive bees you can be in this world and then some. Have a great day, guys. Peace and love to you. Yeah. And we are.